Hold the phone, America. It's time to sing it again. This is Dan Seymour. I'm going to be making calls all over the country during the next hour, giving you at home a chance to win $30,500 worth of prizes if you can identify our phantom voice. Just listen.
Darkie, here's your small flower in the dell. Carefully, 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 carefully scrutinize them well.
Star King, billiard ball, flower in the dell. Carefully, 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 carefully scrutinize them well. Yes, that's the riddle that's echoing across all America now, baffling the experts, making puzzle fans work overtime. But tonight, you have almost a dozen clues to lead you to that $30,500 answer. So stay by that radio, stay by that phone, because this is Dan Seymour saying, I may call you.
Sing it again, sing it again. Play the game and name the name and you can win. Sing it again, sing it again. Play it, open it up and let's begin.
Yes, it's the musical guessing game, Sing It Again, with Alan Dale, Bob Howard, Eugenie Baird, the Ames Brothers, and Ray Block's orchestra. Here's the man with the cross-country phone, Dan Seymour. Thank you, Bernd Bennett, and welcome everybody to Sing It Again, where the clues are spread out like a royal red carpet to lead you straight to that $30,500 phantom. Four of them help you break open the riddle itself. Listen, our star is only a paper star, but it helped our phantom travel far. If you will think of England's kings, one will name our phantom who sings. A billiard ball has a history that will help you solve our mystery. And in the dell there grows a flower that marks our phantom's shining hour. And then there's the bonus clue we gave you last Sunday on the Lum and Abner Show. As a bank clerk, he did toil. Now they say he's deep in oil. And I say his mask can't stay on much longer. Maybe you know who he is now. So let's get those phone calls going, you gals at the switchboard. Stand by, everybody. The names and numbers are chosen at random from our phone books from every city and town in the nation. And there's no advance warning of a call. So wherever you live, you're in line for a call as we sing it again. Now remember how you play Sing It Again. First we sing a familiar song, and then we sing it again with new words that describe some well-known person, place, or thing. Give me the right answer to that riddle. If it's you, we call, and you win your chance to try for that sensational $30,500 treasure. Okay, Alan Dale, let's hear about Lilette.
Lilette, Lilette, my pretty violet. Won't you please come back, oh please come back to me. I can't forget that lucky night we met and the way our lips met, oh, so tenderly. Your eyes are like the bluest skies and spring to me. Your kiss must be an angel's kiss, 'cause heaven is what it brings to me. Lilette, Lilette, I'm gonna get you, yes. Won't you please come back? Oh, please come back to me.
Now the new words are going to describe a very popular screen star. You guess who, and Alan will sing it again.
Claudette, Claudette, my glamorous brunette. In a rise, my love, you've rose extremely high. Claudette, Claudette, you laid no omelette, though you were the maid who played the egg and I. You kept the people wide awake and sleep, my love. How you and Gable carried on, it happened one night neath the stars above. Claudette, Claudette, I'm gonna see you soon. I'll be watching for your family. Oh,
Hello, operator. Who's ready to start off Sing It Again this evening? Mr. Henry Cravens of Little Rock, Arkansas. Hello, Mr. Cravens. This is Dan Seymour in New York, offering you a chance to win a year's supply of Latty Boy dog food, Mr. Cravens. And a pedigreed Cocker Spaniel puppy to eat it up for you out there in Little Rock. He's all yours, Mr. Cravens, if you can name that glamorous brunette. Claudette Colbert, the prize is yours, sir. Yes, that puppy's on his way to you, and so is your big chance. First chance tonight to try for that spectacular $30,500 Phantom Voice Award. Say, here are just a few of the prizes you have a chance to win now, Mr. Cravens. Listen.
A fabulous Rembrandt television receiver with Rembrandt Tone Pure FM radio. Custom crafted to perfection with Rembrandt's famous 121-inch square crystal clear picture. Rembrandt television, truly a masterpiece.
An exquisite white broad loom carpet dyed to complement the color scheme of your home, Mr. Cravens. Furnished by the Ginelli Carpet Company of New York.
We will completely outfit your home from front to back door, cellar to attic, with beautiful washable cream plastic decorator draperies, shower curtains, tablecloths. And in your name, $1,000 worth of cream plastic draperies will be sent to your local hospital.
And Mr. Cravens, the lovely decorator sleep sofa for graceful daytime living and luxurious double bed comfort at night, covered with magnificent fabric from Paris Decorator Stores in Greater New York and Westchester, famous for beautiful home fashion.
A three-week Bermuda vacation for two, arranged by the world-famous travel agency Simmons Tours of New York, sailing on the SS Queen of Bermuda for a glorious stay at Bermuda's famous Harrington House, where every vacation luxury will be provided courtesy of the Oliver Kermit Hotel Associates.
A $2,000 Columbia diamond ring, the nationally famous Columbia diamond ring. And finally, that prize of all prizes, the car designed with you in mind. The car that lets you drive without shifting. The brand new DeSoto four-door custom sedan. But that prize and all the others we mentioned, Mr. Cravens, are just a tiny part of the great $30,500 array. So listen carefully now. Here recorded for you out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, is our Phantom Voice.
Star King, build your tall flower in the dell. Carefully, 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 carefully scrutinize them well.
Mr. Cravens, I want that man's name, please. Hello, Mr. Cravens. I haven't lost you, have I? What's his name? Quickly, sir. Your time is passing very rapidly. What? No guess from Little Rock? Oh, Mr. Cravens, I'm terribly sorry. We're still going to send you that wonderful puppy, though, and all our thanks for helping us play Sing It Again from out there in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's a good old question Bob Howard has now. Where do you work, John?
Where do you work, John? On the Delaware like a one. What do you do, John? I push, you push, you push. What do you push, John? I push, you push in a truck. Where do you push, John? On the Delaware like a one. The one, the one, the one. The Delaware like a one.
Now, the riddle's going to tell about the work of a well-known band leader. You guess the band leader we mean, and Bob will sing it again.
What do you do, a cab? Oh, I sing a singing a song. What do you sing, a cab? Oh, I sing it a mini the mooch. Where do you mini the mooch? I mooch on the radio. How do you make a dough? Make a dough with the Heidi. Heidi, Heidi, Heidi.
Heidi, Heidi.
Howdy,
howdy, howdy.
Get in the mooch,
get in the mooch.
Make a dough on the radio.
Yes, operator. Who got the Sing It Again ring this time? Miss Elizabeth Cronin of Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Miss Cronin. You can win a recordette, a genuine Wilcox Gay portable recording radio phonograph containing everything needed to make records at home, at work, or at play. Just tell me, who's king of the Heidi Ho? Tab Calloway, the prize is yours, Miss Cronin. And so something else, your once-in-a-lifetime chance to solve the problem that's baffled all America for 2.5 months, Miss Cronin. Solve it, and $30,500 worth of treasure is yours, all yours.
Here recorded for you, Miss Elizabeth Cronin of Tucson, Arizona, is our phantom voice.
Star King, billiard ball, flower in the dell. Carefully, 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 carefully scrutinize them well.
Miss Cronin, who is that man, please? Who did you say, please? Sumner Wells. Oh, you're wrong, Miss Cronin. You wanted to say something else. I'm sorry I can't take the second guess. We're still going to send you that first prize, though. Thank you very much for helping us play Sing It Again from Tucson, Arizona. Now, don't forget, now and then you have seen our phantom singer on the screen. That's another of the clues that could win you a 3-day stay in New York at the Henry Hudson Hotel as guest of manager John Paul Sachs and also the management of Primrose House Cosmetics, will provide a complete glamour treatment and a 3-year supply of Primrose House Cosmetics. $1,000 Nardis of Dallas suit wardrobe, plus a fabulous wardrobe of rose sapphire hats, a complete men's wardrobe of eagle clothes, a complete ensemble of Amelia Earhart luggage. $30,500 worth of treasure in all. So use those clues as we sing it again. And now it's Jeannie Baird up front with that gay complaint from Kiss Me Kate. Why can't you behave?
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you behave? After all, and the promises that you gave, why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you be good and do
going to star an actor well known on stage and screen. Come on, Jeannie, sing it again.
Why don't that guy shave? Oh, why won't that guy shave? Monty's face is awfully woolly. He's the face with the Tony way. Oh, why don't that things were mighty fine till Monty came to dine. What a noise he made at dinner when his Molly spit the soup. It just went bleepity bloop. If a gal kissed him on his fuzzy skin, he could start a forest fire under his chin. He was Holly piper, and he makes everybody rave. Oh, why won't that guy shave?
Okay, operator, who's been called to guess that one, please? Mrs. Anna Tice of Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Mrs. Tice. This is Dan Seymour in New York. I've got a wonderful prize for you that you can give as a gift to any fine man out there in Chicago. A dozen handsomely tailored Creighton shirts with the exclusive Creightonized collar, including your choice of dress shirts, sports shirts, or utility. Mrs. Tice, just name that guy who isn't having any shaving, will you? We want to know who Jeannie Baird was just singing about. Who did the parody describe? Monty Woolley, that's right indeed, Mrs. Tice. All right now, Mrs. Tice, you know what the stakes are, $30,500. Listen carefully. Here recorded for you out there in Chicago, Illinois, is our phantom voice.
Star King, billiard ball, flower in the dell. Carefully, 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 carefully scrutinize them well.
Mrs. Tice, I've asked this question over 100 times. Will you please tell me, who is that man? Hello, Mrs. Tice. I know you're saying yes, but I mean, who is the man? That I want to know who was just singing our phantom voice. No guess from you, Mrs. Tice. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Tice. Thank you very much for helping us play Sing It Again from Chicago, Illinois. Well, there's a clue to our phantom's identity in a Stephen Foster melody. That's another hint we gave you to help you towards such treasure as a Diamond Craft living room suite from Diamond Brothers of Hightstown, New Jersey. A six-piece Delker French Provincial Beechwood bedroom suite from the Delker Brothers of Henderson, Kentucky. A Virginia House dining room suite from the Lincoln Industries of Marion, Virginia. A Stromberg Carlson radio phonograph with AM and FM. A beautiful ever-gray caracal fur coat from Chamber Brothers of New York. And dozens of other prizes just as thrilling. So keep working on our big riddle. Another call's on its way right now. It's quite a story, all right, and here are the boys who really know how to tell it. The Ames Brothers reporting on what happened when Clancy lowered the moon.
Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cop picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, as a fact you can assume. Oh, but nevertheless, when trouble was pressed,
Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh.
And now the riddle's going to report on a well-known holiday. You guess its name as the Ames Brothers sing it again.
Sure, there's a happy day for every lad and his colleen. He'll proudly march beside her to the wearing of the green. A shamrock will be blooming on most everyone you meet. There's nothing so grand as watching a band parading down the street.
There goes Flanagan, Hannigan, Finnegan, Brannigan, Hogan, and sure there's McHugh.
And McKinsey, Mahoney, McGinnis, Maloney, and Mr. and Mrs. McGroom.
O'Leary, O'Donnell, O'Grady, O'Connell, O'Mara, O'Mother's O'Shea.
There's Shaughnessy, Fogarty, Hennessy, Hogarty, Faith. It's a wonderful day
for the Ryan and O'Brien. It's going to be a perfectly or really final day.
All right, operator, who got the Sing It Again ring? Mrs. Emily Baird of Las Vegas, New Mexico. Hello, Mrs. Baird. This is Dan Seymour in New York, offering you a chance to win a universal bantam ring that will roast, broil, bake, and cook, plus a universal coffee-matic with the flavor selector. Both yours, Mrs. Baird, if you can name that evergreen holiday. We want you to name the day that the Ames Brothers just sang about. Quickly, please, Mrs. Baird. Monty Woolley. No, we just got rid of Mr. Woolley. I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Baird. Well, I'm terribly sorry. Thank you very much for helping us play Sing It Again from Las Vegas, New Mexico. And now, you know, folks, on Sing It Again, when a phone contestant misses, a studio contestant gets a crack at that riddle. And we've had a gentleman waiting patiently since we took the air about 22 minutes ago. Vern, will you tell us his name, please?
All right, Dan. His name is Mr. Millis Gould, and he's come all the way from Brooklyn, New York.
What do you know? All right, Mr. Gould, can you name the day?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Record-breaking treasure? Sure, that's fine, but there's a limit to the suspense we can stand here. We want one of you Sing It Again fans to win that treasure and...